from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And it's funny, if Dibs were here, he would lose it. Because there's a lot of stuff that makes him lose it. And he would lose it if I called tonight and tomorrow must-win games. And they're not, quote-unquote, must-win games. But you better. You better. I mean, I went into this one being like, you probably 3 out of 4. 3 out of 4. Well, that's gone, obviously. And you've scored 3 runs. In 2 baseball games, and now you're up against it. You better win. You better win these next 2. Get your butts back to a game and a half out of that last spot, and then go from there, because the schedule is about to get really hard. I know it's A's and White Sox, but then after that, it's a really, really hard schedule. And this is like, if you're talking about playing the good teams, this is the bottom of the barrel of the good teams. What'd you say your buddies with the Atlanta coaching staff were saying? I look at the look at the Braves right now. They look like crap to me. They pitch a little bit. Their hitters look awful at the plate. What'd they tell you?
Well, they said that, you know, it's just the way the game is now. Like there aren't many teams that play good situational baseball or play fundamentally sound baseball, because you get promoted from the minor leagues by how hard you hit the ball or how fast you throw the ball. Where, you know, with the risk of sounding old, you had to be better than the league you were playing in to advance from A ball to AA, same way AA to AAA. And to get from AAA to the big leagues, you had to be a complete baseball player where you knew how to run the bases, you played great defense, you put the ball in play and you hit for average or hit for power, whatever your thing was. But now guys are getting promoted based on their exit velocity. Well, this guy had a 100-mile-an-hour exit velocity for the last 15 games. But does he know how to run the bases?
Luciano. Just as an example.
Yeah.
He's not a big league ball player.
Does he
right
know
now.
How to catch the baseball? Does he know how when to take a chance on the bases, when to be conservative on the bases? You know, we're up by 3. Now we're going to be a little more aggressive. We're down by 3, but we're not going to be aggressive. The time of game. Who's coming up in the order behind you for base running or your at-bat? There's so many things that go into being a complete baseball player that when we see one, it really stands out now. And there's a lot. It's almost like a punt, pass, and kick mentality that you get. These guys that are on travel ball teams, that they jump around as kids. They're paying thousands of dollars to play on these travel ball teams, but they don't learn how to be a good teammate because they're playing on different teams every week. And they don't know how to play winning baseball because I have to throw it harder than everybody so I get drafted. I have to hit it farther than everybody so I get drafted. I have to run faster than everybody. I don't even know if that's a commodity anymore, if it matters. And then what you're seeing is young kids that weren't really taught the game at the lower levels or in the minor leagues, and they're promoted for reasons that you never used to get promoted for, and you're seeing a bunch of kids learning at the highest level. The toughest place to learn how to play baseball is at the highest level. And then you're going to see things that make you pull your hair out. You're going to see things that make you say, well, back in the old days, he would have went first to third there. But he's never been taught that, or he's never learned that. So now we're seeing a product that, in my opinion, is watered down because of the reasons we're promoting players, whether it's needs to win at the major league level, like we got to win right now. This guy's, he might not be ready, but we need him. There's a need. He throws 100 and we'll see, and he can figure it out. You guys can coach him up, your big league staff. But whatever we're seeing, there's one or two guys maybe on every team that are baseball players. Maybe three guys that are baseball players. And then the rest are just really good athletes. Like the level of athlete is greater than ever at the major league level. Like they're amazing. There's amazing talent there. But putting that talent together to know how to play winning baseball, championship baseball, or doing the little things to be successful is another story. And then if you fail, Mark, and you go 1-for-13, you're back in AAA because you made a base running blunder. You threw to the wrong base where nobody's really taught you how to do that. And if they have, you weren't listening because you were in the cage trying to learn how to hit. And that's all you focused on was learning how to hit.
Forget the pitchers for a second. When you look at the lineup for the Giants, the rest of that roster, you just refer to like baseball players, like somebody who's got the round robin effect of all the skills and knowledge necessary to be ready to play big league baseball. How many of the Giants got? Bailey?
No.
No? Okay. Chapman? Chappie.
Chappie for sure.
Chappie for sure.
I mean, Logan Webb.
Logan Webb, if pitchers count. If pitchers count. But I mean, I'm looking at this lineup.
Bad. Pitchers don't count.
Chappie, like Mark Canha is on the team now. He is one, but he plays a small role and he just got here. Outside of Chapman, I'm looking at the rest of their potential hitters. I don't know if anybody else qualifies. Like Tyler Fitzgerald's really good, but raw and new. Does he check your boxes yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Potential to, though.
Okay.
He's a baseball player, but he's learning on the fly at a real tough position to learn at.
I don't want to ask about the rest of the infielders because I already know your answers about Luciano, Schmidt, Wisely, and by the way, Lamont Wade, you too. Sorry. Like, there's a lot of little things that he does not do well, and I'm totally confused about his hamstring. Why is that not healthy yet? Why is it taking so long for him to be able to run the bases? Do you know anything? What's going on
there? I don't.
That should totally be healthy by now.
Maybe tried to play through it and playing through it. It just hasn't healed properly. But yeah, he's the slowest guy on the team all of a sudden.
Does Conforto qualify?
I don't think so.
No.
As much as I like the guy.
Does Diaz? He's close.
Yeah.
He's a good outfielder.
Yeah. He knows how to run the bases. He knows, but then knowing and doing... Yeah.
Right.
The doing part's inconsistent for me.
The high fastball is a problem for Yaz. I mean, does Ramos qualify yet?
It's close.
Okay. If we don't include people who are close, essentially your criteria for a big league ball player, we've got Matt Chapman.
Yeah, and it's just my opinion.
And that's
what
fine.
Does that mean?
No, but it means everything.
It's not big league baseball player, it's just a complete player.
Yeah.
Like you run the bases well, you play your position well, you drive in runs, you get on base, you score runs, which is the most important offensive stat there is. And I think Matt Chapman's at the top of the league in scoring runs. It's just being a ball player, man. And you come, you bring your hard hat and your lunch pail and you play your butt off every single day. And you find a way to beat somebody. Like whatever it is, I'm doing one thing tonight to beat you. It might not show up in the box score as a 3-for-4 with two doubles, but it could be a sacrifice bunt. It could be reading a ball in the dirt. So I'm on first base. I know Chapman's a good first ball, fastball hitter. There's no way he's getting a first pitch fastball. So I get in my lead, and I know a curveball is coming. And I'm looking for that curveball to come out of his hand low. As soon as I see it hit the dirt, I'm anticipating I get to second base, free 90 feet. It's just little things like that. I'm on second base. I'm checking my outfield every single pitch. I'm looking if they're shifting. I'm looking where the defense is on the infield. The time of game. It's a 3-2 game right now. My run's real big. I'm the tie and run. So I'm going to be aggressive with a plan here. And it changes every single pitch. And then the two strikes, you look and guys are shifting. It's just knowing the situation, knowing the time of the game. If you're playing a defensive position, anticipating the baseball, knowing what you're going to do with the baseball when it's hit to you, the speed of the runner, the time of the game, where the runners are on the bases, the speed of those guys. You know, am I just hitting my cutoff man here with two outs and a run second because that guy's a plus-plus runner? It's Ellie De La Cruz. I'm not going to throw him out at home. Or do I come up and miss everybody and the batter runner goes to second base and I had no shot at throwing out Ellie De La Cruz?
Yep.
So I see this a lot in baseball right now. And it's not being critical of the game. Like I said, these guys are better players than we were. They are. They're more talented. They throw harder. They hit the ball farther. But being there's something to being a complete baseball player that when you see it now, it really stands out. And I'm not slighting all these guys that we're talking about.
I understand
about.
Exactly what you're saying.
It's not their fault.
Look, the bottom line for me.
They're all good players. Way better than I ever was.
Or can be. You're talking about raw ability, which, you know what I mean, that doesn't usually do things in pro sports. Like, you can go to any draft in any sport, and you can find out who's got all the raw ability because they're the guys that go in the first round. How's that work out? Half of them stink. Half of them can't play. You know what I mean? I hate that we always use him as an example. It's unfair to who seemed like a really nice kid. Did y'all watch Trey Lance play football for the Cowboys over the weekend?
Ooh.
And some people are like, ooh, he looks way better. He still looks nowhere near good enough.
Nope.
Nowhere near good enough to play in the NFL. He's got insane raw skill and very little football in his background. I think he's a great example on the football end of what you're talking about in the baseball world. There's just little things that he has not. First of all, his feet are not as quick as we thought they were. And second of all, there's little things that he doesn't process at a game speed. So he takes sacks or he waits a second or two too long to release a ball or whatever. Very, very talented kid. He was number 3 pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Does that make him a better player than an FP Santangelo Brock Purdy type? My answer, no. He's got better skills. He's got better makeup. He's not a better player. So when I look at these Giants players right now and I know there's some injuries and there's all this stuff, yeah, there's not enough good players. And here's the other thing that I haven't said all year. This has not been a good year for Bob Melvin. I like the hire. I love the manager. I love his history. I have not enjoyed watching him manage as much as I thought I would. Disappointing year. Not like fire the guy, not I'm out on Bomel. It has not been as seamless of a start as I had hoped it would be. It has been head scratching at times. Last night would be one of my exhibit A's. There's two things I don't like about it. I don't like you bunting, and I like even less that you do one thing one night, another thing the next night, then have a press conference and go, oh, we tried this because it didn't work the night before. What? What? The whole thing that we loved about Bomel coming here was the word philosophy. We're going to get a new philosophy, and it's back to baseball, and it's back to, like, things that we understood growing up as baseball fans. And it's not been that. It's been, well, let's try this, let's try that. We're not holding any runners on. Oh, well, like, what are we doing? What is this staff doing right now? It feels too passive. It feels like too much guesswork. And it feels, I'm guessing, like they are not in lockstep with their bosses, which is why we're getting a new philosophy every week. We hit the ball for power. No, we trade Jorge Soler for nothing. Like, who are you? And just stick with it. Stick with it. It's a long season. Tell us who you are and stick with it and see if it works. But the Giants change their underwear every 6 days.
Yeah, it would seem like they don't know who they are right now.
They don't.
And then there may be a little. I mean, the only tug of war I've heard of through the grapevine, I don't even know if it's true, is they were stealing early in the season to getting thrown out. And then from upstairs, the stolen base was like, no more. And then they opened the floodgates for the stolen bases again because it was taking 12 hits to score a run. So they had to try something different. So they've been a little more aggressive on the stolen base. But I'm not privy to any other tug of wars between the front office and the coaching staff.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Those things happen with every team.
Sure, sure. But it feels like it. It feels like that. To me, that was a big red flag last night. When you philosophically change the entire way you approach the same exact scenario against the same pitcher from one night to the next and then literally come out and say that, yeah, we did this because the opposite way didn't work the night before.
What if the night before, say the next day, this is just devil's advocate. I have no idea what happened. You get a long phone call from the president of baseball operations saying, why didn't you bunt your ass? Well, you know, he's a pull hitter, and I thought he was going to pull the baseball. Well, we got to keep that game going somehow. These games are big. We just need to buy another inning, and so-and-so and so-and-so were coming up. We have so-and-so in the bullpen ready. We just needed that game to go to the 11th. I got it. I got to get that runner to third with one out. And if Yaz can't pull the ball, you got to bunt him right there. I'm just throwing devil's advocate.
Okay.
So now you're thinking, well, damn.
Here would be
I thought we were going to be aggressive there. And then you voice your opinion. And then the next night, you're thinking about that phone call at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
And you're just like, well, he wanted me to bunt last night. I'm going to bunt tonight.
Can we go back to the phone call?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing.
I mean, this is just role playing.
I know. And so this is mythical. But okay, Farhan, you wanted me to bunt Yaz. I got two things for you. First of all, if I could look into my crystal ball, the following night situation does not apply because it's the top of my order and it's the only guys in the entire lineup who are hitting the ball right now. So I'm not doing that with Tyler Fitzgerald, even though you wanted me to do that with Yaz. And my second question is, let's say Yaz does get that bunt down and moves the runner to third with one out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
On what planet have you lived the last 3 or 4 months that tells you that the San Francisco Giants, with a runner at third and one out, are going to bring that guy in?
That's fair. I mean, the stat, they're worse than the White Sox, right? From July 14th on, runners in scoring position?
Brutal. I don't want a runner at third with one out. It's an automatic runway to a strikeout. Every single time it feels, except for last Saturday night when they won the game with 3 sack flies. It's literally the only game I can remember like that in the second half of this year.
You know what happens in those situations? You have meetings, you talk about it, and the more you talk about it, the more meetings you have, the worse it gets. Like, we got to be better with runners in scoring position. The pressure's on the pitcher. Look for your pitch. You guys are over-anxious right now. You're swinging at everything. We got to be better. Realize that the pressure's on the pitcher. And we need you to think up the middle the other way. Let the ball travel. Let it get deep. Don't try to do too much. All the cliches. And you have the media and everyone's like, yeah, that was good stuff. You're right. And you go out there and you just start squeezing the sawdust out of the bat. And you're swinging at everything. And it is an avalanche once you start bringing the elephant in the room to life.
Look how the Braves have gotten their run home from second base the last two nights. They didn't hit the ball hard. They didn't do anything. They had a ground ball and a pop-up.
Yeah.
That's it. So go up there and do the same thing. If you put the ball in play, like in that situation, there's a strong chance that something good is going to happen.
The one thing I would say, the difference between the two teams, if we're comparing them, is you have a bunch of veterans over there that
the
have
Braves.
Won World Series that know how to play the game. And then with the Giants, you have like 5 rookies starting right now, and they're trying to get to the playoffs with 5 rookies starting.
Yeah, I feel
And then, so even with the Braves, when you go to your bench, it's veterans on your bench and not rookies on your bench. And the Giants have rookies playing, and then you go to your bench, and there's rookies on the bench. So, like, you're asking a lot of kids that haven't done this at the minor league level to all of a sudden be in a pennant race. They should be able to do it. They're major leaguers.
I mean, but I get that, and I have plenty of patience for Tyler Fitzgerald and Elliot Ramos, and I've got plenty of patience for those guys. But last night, that's not on Tyler. If Tyler had done that on his own, and that was the first thing that went through my head, I'm like, I thought maybe the guy was trying to bunt for a base hit. Was the third baseman back? Tyler runs well. I thought he just did it on his own.
I think a lot of people thought he did
it on his
own.
And I thought he was trying to bunt for a base hit. But the minute it was evident that this was actually a sacrifice attempt, and Bomel comes out and says, yes, it was called, my hands are thrown up in the air. I don't understand that in the slightest.
He squared around early, so it was a sacrifice all the way. He was not bunting for a hit.
Let's go to Zach in Redwood City. Hey, with Willard and FP. What's up, Zach? What are you doing?
Hey, what's good, guys? I'm just driving, heading to an appointment here. I was at the game last night. You can get tickets. You know, I'm not sure because everyone's going back to school, but $30 right behind home plate. And so I need to bring up a couple points. You know, Matt Chapman gets thrown out in the second, or not the second inning, the sixth inning, I believe, on a, you know, a steal. And he has his head down, and I'm yelling at him. I'm like, keep your head up, kid. Like, you know, I don't know if that's on him or whatever. Secondly, so I brought it up right after Fitz bunted, right? And I have to go with FP here. If you're going to bunt, why didn't you do it on Monday night? You got a guy up in Yaz who we know can't hit the high fastball. And what are pitchers going to try to do to you if they're going to try to bunt? They're going to throw that high heat. So I don't know what's going on. But at the end of the day, I'm looking at this Giants team and I'm like, where are we going to end up? Probably about 500 here, you know, and I would consider that a loss. And I have to go with you. I have to go with you here, Willard. Like, I don't know about Melvin. Like, I wouldn't say he's fireable, but it hasn't really worked out. Anyways, thanks, guys.
Yeah, Zach, thanks. I think I can voice that. I'm a Bomel fan. I'm not, like, there's not even a thought in my mind right now about the Giants having someone else as the manager. The year has not felt as good as I thought it would. That's all I'm going to say. There have been enough decisions to where I'm like, God, what's you know, the players speak highly of him. And to me, that matters. I know for some people, it's like, who cares if he's likable? You got to make the right call. Well, you know, making the right call is not going to happen all the time. Even Bruce Bochy will tell you that. It's not going to happen all the time. I don't hold people to that kind of a standard. And if the players love playing for him, that's big. Matt Chapman and Blake Snell both played for him before. I think he played a huge role in them choosing to come here. So that's great. But the game management aspect of what he's done has been underwhelming at times. And last night was one of them.
Yeah, I just think you get in trouble when you start flip-flopping. And if you have a set way of doing things, and I would love to talk to him today because you can talk to him. He's super accessible. And totally. Just say, like, there was the Yaz thing bothering you the other night and you felt like you had to do it last night. Like, was that, I bet you had a sleepless night thinking I should have bunted Yaz there. And then that's what played into your decision with Fitz?
Maybe.
Right? They're human beings. They take losses home. We don't.
For sure.
We take losses. We're tough for about 20 minutes, and they don't sleep.
My man, I would have his back all day long if you had posted a zero in the top of the 10th.
Yeah.
If it's 3-3, and then let's go.
I always wonder why they don't bunt
they
in the
still
top
don't.
Of the 10th. That bothers me.
That one I get. You got the top of the order, so in theory, you've got three guys coming up who can handle the bat a little bit. I know all of them have swing and miss in their game.
Yeah.
I get it. But in theory, you've got some people that can pump the ball to the outfield. If it's 3-3, get them over to third and give Lamont a chance to walk this one off.
Yeah.
But at 4-3, you're gonna whittle this down to one at bat to hope to tie? I understand that Ramos could come up and get a two-out hit, but that's not that. I mean, yeah. Who the hell wants to? You're not doing that on purpose.
By the way, that call was terrible. Fitzgerald did not get hit with the ball out of the box.
Yes, it was also a terrible call.
That was a terrible
call. However, if it was a bad call, then Schmidt's a dead duck over at third base.
Yeah.
Which is worse. Then you have a runner at first and one out instead of a runner at second.
They caught a break for sure.
For sure. You're not wrong. If the night before is affecting him, that's fair. But I'd argue that they're not the same situation.
Hey, Mark, I've seen a million baseball seasons, and usually by this time of the year, you're feeling it, right? If your team's doing something special. I've been around a lot of teams. I've watched a lot of baseball in my life, and usually by the end of August, you're thinking something special's going on.
You can feel it.
You can feel it. It's starting to brew. They're winning cool games, and you're feeling that feeling as a fan. You've watched enough baseball in your life, and the Diamondbacks are doing it right now. The Padres are up 8-1 in the sixth inning against Pittsburgh right now. They're starting to have those feelings,
right? Oh, they're going.
And I just, right now, I mean, there's a lot of baseball left, and I could be wrong, but you're just not feeling October right
now.
No, and just not. I'm not trying to be negative, but I think the special things would be happening.
Well,
already.
And there was the threat that they were, and they get to 61-58, and you're going, okay, maybe, and then three consecutive one-run losses. And all three, you could argue with execution and process.
Really quick, guys, we got to hit a break in a sec, but a little bit of Giants breaking news. The Giants have optioned Marco Luciano to AAA, and they have promoted center fielder Grant McCray.
Oh, I'm interested to see Grant McCray.
He can fly.
Yeah, Grant McCray is a prospect. Luciano.
You got to run a ball out. You can stop if you think he caught it, but once the ball's on the ground, you got to put your head down and go.
I wish this wasn't the case, but Luciano, every time he's come up this year, has embarrassed himself in one way or another.
He's timid.
He's
a timid player.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.